Hello. Hello. Oh, that thing is... Central. Hello, hello. Yes, yes, certainly I'm calling someone. I'm calling the Corn Center Hotel. I just give you the number, Main 303. Yes, sir. Hello? This is the Corn Center Hotel. Is this the general store and service station? Oh, no, wait. This is the general store. Zeb Winterbottom speaking. Yes. Yes. I want to talk to Hector Smith. Well, where is he? Well, listen. You tell him to call me up just as soon as he ever comes in. Son, I don't know what's going to happen if... Eb, did you find Hector? Did you find him?
Shucks, no. I was too busy to look for him.
Too busy? Too busy? Why, Eb, you must be losing your mind. That's what you went out for, to find Hector.
I went out to rent me a Prince Albert coat to be married tomorrow.
Married? You won't live to be married, I tell you. You know darn well what Baxter threatened to do to us if Hector is elected mayor. And tomorrow's election day. We got to get a hold of Hector and make him drop out of the race right now. He ain't got a second to lose.
Hector ain't going to be elected in the first place. And even if he is, Vester ain't going to do nothing about it.
He is. He said he was going to be here at 8 o'clock. And if Hector's elected, Vester's going to shoot
him. Well, he ain't going to be here at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be married at 8 o'clock, and Vester ain't been invited.
Yes, but...
And anyway, that fella Vester is nothing but a big bluff. Zeb, he's just a big bluff.
Well, quiet
yourself down. Don't get excited over it. I read him a letter last night that'll show him where to head in at.
You read him a letter?
Yeah. I read it in longhand first, and then copied it off on the typewriter, so he wouldn't make no mistake reading it.
Well, what'd you say to him?
Well, just a second here. Here's, find that piece of paper. Here's what I writ longhanded. You read it while I'm unwrapping this Prince Albert coat.
Dear Mr. Vestry, me and Zeb think you a swell feller. Hope you get elected sheriff. Drop in the store and we'll give you all the cigars you can smoke and anything else you want. Just come in any time. Yours truly, Count Eb Peters. Well, why, Eb, is this a joke or...
No, it ain't no joke. Go ahead with it. Read some more of it.
Oh, P.S. I knew you'd read this fur, you dad darn crook, you. If you ever set foot in the store, I'll knock you dead. Eb, did you write Vestry a letter like this?
You darn tootin', and I mailed it last night.
Oh, gosh almighty, now he will shoot his soul.
Ah, shucks. Quit your dad darn worrying.
Well.
Take a look at this coat. Look, what do you think of it?
Oh, it looks all right, I reckon.
Looks all right. Looks dad darn slick.
Yeah.
It's a
58. 58? Why, Eb, you wear a size 66.
Yeah, I know it. But before I could say size 66, they had this one all wrapped up.
Well, it'll be my type for you. Where's the pants?
Yeah, there ain't none.
Why, of course there is. There's special pants you have to wear. Ain't you never hear of wedding trousers?
Yeah, but I tell you, there ain't no pants. Lem Butler said there wasn't. Said with a Prince Albert coat, there ain't no pants.
Well, you look darn funny getting married without no pants on now.
Shucks. What do I need pants for anyhow? The coat comes clear down below my knees.
Well, I don't know. Is that all you need to get married in?
That's all them butler said a groom needed.
Well, if I was you, I'd look it up in the dictionary and make certain.
Well, give me the dictionary.
It's right there behind you. Get it yourself.
Oh, dagnabbit. You're a good feller, Zeb, but you're always making work for a man.
Let's see here.
Shucks. I can't find it.
What you looking up?
I'm looking up Prince Albert coat.
Oh, lame the ghost. And you don't look up Prince Albert coat to see what a groom needs? You look up groom. Here, give me that dictionary. I'll find it myself. Should have done it in the first place.
You're just wasting your time anyhow. Them butler knows what he's talking about. All I need...
He does, has he? Yeah, well, he just don't. Listen here. Groom. To carry comb... To... What is that? Groom to curry comb and brush. Yeah.
You mean I gotta have two curry combs and a brush?
Well, that's what it says.
Yeah, but what'll I do with a couple of curry combs and a brush?
Carry them around your hand, I suppose. The bride carries a bunch of flowers, and you carry curry combs and a brush.
Ah, shucks. That's just a lot of darn foolishness. I ain't gonna do it.
You got to do it, Ed. You want the wedding to be right, don't you? You don't want to make a fool out of yourself.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah?
Dad read it. All right, I'll carry him.
Yeah, wait, here's some more of what it says. Wait a second now. Oh, yes. Curry, comb, and brush as a horse.
A horse?
Yep.
Oh, Dad, dang it. That ends the whole business. That ends it all.
But, Ed, now listen.
No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, Ed.
That's all there is to it. I say I ain't going to carry no horse.
Oh, you don't carry it, you darn fool?
Well, then, who does carry it? The countess?
Of course not. Of course not. How can
then,
you...
Then, what's the dad doing credit for, anyhow?
For the bride to ride away on. Land of Goshen, you don't expect her to walk through the dust when she's got a long train.
Got a what?
Train.
You're crazy, Dad, but plumb crazy.
I ain't crazy.
Yeah.
I ain't, Dad. I ain't.
Yeah. First you say she rides on a horse, and then you say she rides on a train.
I didn't say she rides on a train. I mean the train of her dress. The train of her dress. At real swell weddings, they have little girls to hold it up. And they have rice and old shoes, too.
The little girls have old shoes?
No, everybody has them. They throw them at each other.
Now, that'll do, Zeb. That'll do. Dad Burnett, I don't want to hear no more of your darn craziness. Throw shoes at each other.
But, consarn it, they do. They do it, does it?
Now, this here is going to be a nice, quiet wedding. Not a free-for-all fight, you know.
Yes, but you don't get the idea. They throw shoes.
I tell you, that'll do. There ain't going to be no shoe throwing.
Oh, shucks. You know it all, don't you? Well, you can just go ahead and fix your own wedding. And you better call up and order your horse.
You call up.
No, sir. No, sirree. Say, tell you what I'll do. If you'll bring that Burpo root beer barrel inside here, I'll phone for you.
What you want the Burpo barrel in here for?
Gonna put it away for the winter. Ain't doing us no good outside, is it? We'll stick it up there in one of them top shelves.
Always making work.
Yeah.
Why don't you leave it outside? The darn thing won't work nohow. What's use?
Now, never mind. If you want me to phone for you, you march right out there and... Say, just happened to think of something else. Speaking of marching, you'll have to have a wedding march.
Yeah, dang it, I wish you'd stop thinking.
Well, when you're getting them curry combs and brushes, you better rent a phonograph, too. And get a good wedding march record.
Yeah, well, if I bring in the root beer barrel, you got to tend to all that yourself.
All right, sir. You put the barrel up on the top shelf, and I say, why, Harold Newbride, are you drunk?
Say, what in tarnation?
No, I'm not drunk. I, Mr. Winterbottom, I've got to have some money. I've got to have $50 right away. Will you lend it to me?
$50? He's crazy.
Well, why, Harold, we ain't got $50 in the house.
But you can get it. You can get it, can't you?
Well,
you've just got to let me have it. You've got to. There's no one else in town I can turn to.
What?
Not now. I'm ruined. Disgraced.
Dad Bennett, Deb, he's crazy in the loon.
Oh,
yes, but Harold, what's the matter? What's happened to you?
Oh, I haven't time to explain. Let me have the money, will you? I'll pay it back. But I've got to get out of town. I've got to catch the 728 train.
You mean you're leaving?
What? Yes.
Why, tomorrow's election day. You ain't going away before
I've resigned. I'm not running for mayor.
Resigned from running for mayor?
You mean you dropped out of the race?
Yes. And when Vestra finds it out, he'll kill me. I've been hiding all day. I haven't dared to go home.
But Harold, what'd you drop out for?
Because Vestra's a crook. A gangster.
How's that?
Yes, he's a gangster. He wanted me to be elected mayor because he thought I'd take orders from him, do what he said, let him and his gang run the town. I overheard him explaining the whole scheme to one of his men. He plans to move his whole gang in here the day after election.
Well, I'll be swift.
And I think some of them are here already. A man named Brown.
Brown?
Yes, Brown. I think that's his name. And that money Vestra collected from the merchants for a campaign fund, he's keeping it. It wasn't used. It was a crooked scheme, and I'm a party to it. Oh, I tell you, I'm ruined.
Well, he got some money from you, too, didn't he?
Oh, yes, about $1,000. All I had. Oh, why did I ever go into this? You see, I don't dare to be elected now. And I've got to get away or he'll kill me. You'll let me have the money, won't you? Oh, please. Please.
Well, what do you think about it, Deb?
Oh, shucks.
Oh, please.
Let him have it.
Yes. I think that's a pretty good idea. Well, I'll have to write you out a check, Harold.
Oh, thank you. Phone my wife, will you?
You do it, Sam.
Tell her I was called away on business. Don't let her know I was mixed up with a gang of crooks. Just say...
You know what to say, Harold. Now, here's your check. The bank's closed, but Bert Parkin will cash it free at the drugstore.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Winterbottom.
Oh, that's all right, Harold. Now, you go away and take a little rest for yourself and come back when things are sort of blowed over. We'll explain everything to Mrs. Newbright.
Yes. Yeah. Don't worry none, Harold, about that.
Be all right.
Yes. And you better hurry if you're going to catch that 728 train.
Oh, I will. Oh, goodbye.
Yes. Goodbye, Harold.
Goodbye, Harold. Yeah.
Goodbye. Sylvester's a cripple. Just as all he thought.
Yes.
Yeah, dang it. I should have punched him in the nose when I first had the chance.
Yes, and that fella Brown here, that fella Brown's another one.
Yes.
Why, I bet you he never will bring that there parrot back. Play, take Hector anyhow, trying to teach that darn bird to sing his campaign song. And be, wait, maybe that's Hector's now.
You answered there.
Maybe, well, I left word for him to call me. Hello? Yes? Yes, well, I'm trying to, but I can't find him. Yes, sir, I will. Yes, I know. Yes, sir. Oh, Eb.
Yeah,
okay. That was Vesper.
Vesper?
Yes, he said he was suddenly going to get us if Hector's elected. Going to get us at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And now with Harold gone, Hector's bound to be elected.